Welcome to A Pastoral Approach, a site of blogs and podcasts intended to help you grow and be strengthened in the one true faith of Jesus Christ as we approach the day of His coming. We trust the Lord will add His blessing to this, the teaching of His most holy word.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text this evening is from the Gospel of John, the 11th chapter. The Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you understand it is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish." He didn't say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also to gather into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. So from that day on, they made plans to put him to death. Thus far the text. My dear friends in Christ, as we come closer to Good Friday, our investigation gets more serious. For tonight, our person of interest is the high priest of the temple himself, Caiaphas. Now, Caiaphas is a confusing man, for at one time the texts of Scripture make clear that he is the one agitating for Christ's death. Yet at the same time tonight, this Caiaphas is also shown to be somewhat of a prophet. For Caiaphas, the sad part of his prophecy is that it was perverted by his own sin. How can this man be a prophet and yet have such great sin? How can this man have God speak to him and yet, at the same time, plot to kill God? The same way that any of us can. The same way that God uses any sinner to conduct His will. The same way that God allows us to be declared justified, to be justified, and yet still be a sinner. God uses sinners. But that doesn't negate our need to investigate this Caiaphas. Is he responsible for the death of Christ? Well, there's a strong case to be made here. You see, Caiaphas's prophecy was that this one man, Jesus Christ, should die rather than have the whole nation of Israel perish, to be destroyed under Roman fists. You see, Caiaphas knew how tenuous the relationship between Rome and Jerusalem was. He was involved right in the thick of it. He was the one who would write letters to the Caesar, tattling on the Caesar's little underling, Pontius Pilate. When Pilate placed a Roman shield on his palace in Jerusalem overlooking the temple, Caiaphas wrote to Caesar that Pilate was mocking the Jewish faith by putting an image of something created for the Jews to see. Now you got to remember, the Jewish religion was one that was protected under Rome. Caiaphas actually nearly incited a riot in order to depose Pilate out of the throne of Jerusalem. In fact, Caiaphas had done this twice before his prophecy tonight. And Caesar had warned Pilate that one more time and he would be out. It's no wonder that Pilate wanted to appease the Jews in the trial of Jesus. Another riot on his hands, and he'd be out on the streets and the slums of Rome, assuming he survived his ouster, that is. And Caiaphas made life difficult for many people. He was an antagonistic personality. He loved to stir up trouble. Not exactly the picture of the ideal high priest in the temple. In his role as high priest, Caiaphas would have been like the Pope of his time. He would have had a massive staff of people working for and under him. He would have had power and prestige. He would have had recognition, and what he said mattered. So when this high priest told people that Jesus should die instead of the whole nation, they believed him. And the Pharisees set out to work this out and make it happen. And so it did. Caiaphas couldn't have this upstart Jesus taking the attention Caiaphas thought he deserved. More than that, Caiaphas truly thought that this Jesus was teaching blasphemy. After all, Jesus claimed to be God. Jesus claimed to be also the Son of God, and Jesus claimed to be the long-awaited Messiah. Jesus did miraculous signs so that people would indeed believe that this Jesus was sent to save his people from their sins. But that's not what Caiaphas thought. Caiaphas thought that Jesus was a blasphemer. Caiaphas thought that Jesus was a loon. Caiaphas thought that Jesus would attract too much attention toward the Jews, causing factions to split and bring the Roman peace, the Pax Romana, down straight on Jewish heads. The Romans, after all, had been in charge for 100 years at this point, and there was no more Jewish army. There was no ability for them to fight against the powerhouse that was the Romans. And Caiaphas truly thought that he was doing the right thing for the Jewish people by having Jesus killed. And if Caiaphas benefited from it at all, so much the better. After all, Caiaphas thought he was protecting his power. He thought he was protecting the temple. He thought he was protecting his people. He thought he was protecting his position, and he was. You see, Caiaphas was ultimately a selfish man. He was going to benefit out of this, consequences be damned. He was going to get rid of the thorn in his side, Jesus, once and for all. You see, Jesus was too smart for Caiaphas. Every time the other Pharisees went to Jesus to trip him up in his teachings, Jesus just turned it right back around on them. There was no way that they were going to trick Jesus into blasphemy. So when he went to his religious trial, Caiaphas just asked Jesus straight up. He said, "I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said, "You have said so. But I tell you, from now on, you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." And with this, Caiaphas, he tore his robes open, an open act of severe sorrow and repentance before God for this blasphemer and the lies that Caiaphas heard. Caiaphas thought that now he was dirty, that he was unclean before God for allowing this man to blaspheme the Lord God Almighty in his midst. But Caiaphas had no idea that he was leading Jesus directly to where Jesus wanted to go. And this actually is the redemption of Caiaphas. For in this prophecy of Caiaphas against Jesus, Caiaphas had no idea how right he was. It is good and right that this man, this one man, this Jesus should die rather than the whole nation. But that wasn't up to Caiaphas. It wasn't up to the Romans. That's the decision of God the Father. For indeed, God the Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die once for all so that none need to die eternally. It's better that Jesus dies than the whole world. It's better that Jesus dies for sin than each of us dying for our own sin. This is it. Caiaphas is a sinner. A sinner guilty in the death of Jesus because he's trying to protect his own skin. He's a villain and we all love to hate him. But he's no worse than we are. We do the same. We look out for number one, and that's us. But it's better that Jesus died for us rather than we die eternally. That's what God told Caiaphas. That's what God tells us. And Caiaphas, though, he didn't understand it. He prophesied it, but he didn't get it. Only by faith in Christ do we understand what this prophecy means. Only by faith in Christ do we receive this word of prophecy from the Lord. Only with faith in Christ can we see that he had to die for us. If we died for ourselves, as many choose to do, there's only one place that can lead us, and that is hell. Dying for yourself only leads you to hell, because you're dying for your sin. But when God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, he sent him to take on the sin of the whole world, not just the nation of Israel. Jesus died so that the whole world would not perish. Jesus died so that the children of God would be gathered together. Just as the Jews were scattered across the world 500 years before Jesus' death in the Babylonian exile, now God desires to bring them home, but not home to Israel, home to Himself. God desired to bring the whole world to Himself. He had a plan, and He used Caiaphas. Caiaphas had his part. He certainly chose to use his power and authority to get his way. But God desired to use that choice that Caiaphas made to reject God, to reject Jesus, and in this sent his son to be crucified for sinners, even for Caiaphas. If Caiaphas had turned toward Christ, he would have been saved as we are. Yet Caiaphas rejected this Christ. Caiaphas turned away from Jesus and had this man crucified for his blasphemy, dressing up the whole dog and pony show up for the Romans. Jesus died for Caiaphas, just as he died for you and for me. But Caiaphas wanted nothing of it. In fact, even he went so far as to hide the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Caiaphas is guilty. There is no question. Jesus, though, still took Caiaphas's punishment. Jesus took his sentence. When Caiaphas rejected this, even though he rejected it, it does not negate the fact that Jesus loved Caiaphas enough to die for him. Caiaphas had other things on his mind rather than Jesus. It was me, myself, and I for him. And we're the same. We all have that same guilt. Yet the difference is that we have not rejected Christ. And so our sentence is now Jesus's. Caiaphas is guilty. And so are we. But our sentence? Given over to Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Louis Polzin. I'm glad you've joined us as we've made our way through the Scriptures. If you're in the Bemidji, Minnesota area, and you're looking for a new church home, or just have questions, I encourage you to contact us at Trinity in Bemidji at 218-444-4441. The Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always.